The Lesby Friends podcast is proudly brought to you by Gotti Automotive. Gotti Automotive is located at 1718 Williamson Road, right here in Roanoke. Phone number is area code 540-345-4969. Cautious like the cat.
Welcome to the Lesby Friends podcast. I'm your host, Jocelyn Abrams. Over the next half an hour or so, we're going to talk about everything under the LGBTQ umbrella. So make yourself some coffee, pull up a chair, grab a seat, and let's be friends.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Lesby Friends podcast. I'm your host, Jocelyn Abrams. Thank you so much for listening. It's St. Patrick's Day. Oh my gosh, it's St. Patrick's Day. That means today is March 17th. That means we have already had 3 months of 2024. 3.5 months, really, if you really want to be specific about it. But It's spring. Spring is starting in just a few days, and hope is coming and growing with the coming spring. So I'm hopeful. I hope you're remaining hopeful as well. So many things have happened in the past few weeks, especially since Holly and I broke up and she moved back north at the end of January, beginning of February. I am trying to come out of my shell and trying to make new friends, meet new people, put myself out there, because for the longest time, I was not involved in our community, in the gay and lesbian community. I talked about it on my show. I did all I could to support our community via the show, but I couldn't physically be out there because we didn't go out. We didn't do a whole lot of things. And now I'm kind of trying to reintegrate myself in the community so that I can make new friends, meet new people, you know, show support for this community that has given so much to both myself and the history and past that I have always had. So I hope that I can reintegrate myself. I hope I can be welcome in our community, even though, you know, in the past couple years, I really haven't been able to, you know, put myself in it. So maybe you have some suggestions. Maybe you have, you know, event or organization or something coming up that you think I would like to know about. So tell me about it. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll, you know, share it with others. Maybe I'll broadcast it. I know that in the past couple weeks, you've heard a lot from me and from my friend Nick Hudson over at Southwest Virginia Pride. So that's just one great organization that's out there. Last year, we had a couple of interviews with Blue Ridge Pride Sports talking about all the amazing programs and activities they have to support the gay, lesbian, transgender community. So this seems to be an area that really has a bunch and an abundance of opportunities for those of us within the community. As El Guapo would say, a plethora.
Would you say I have a plethora?
I have to say, I love that movie. If you actually know what movie that's from or El Guapo is from, let me know, and maybe you yourself are getting a good chuckle out of hearing that. But in the meantime, there are so many ways, and with spring right around the corner and coming up, there are so many ways that you can not only support the LGBTQIA community, but your community, your little piece of heaven, wherever it may be, whether it's your home, work, business, play, family, whatever it is. There are so many ways that you can show your support. So I'm going to encourage you to show that support and show support to several great programs that we have here in Roanoke, such as Blue Ridge Pride Sports and Southwest Virginia Pride. They seem to really, really care about our community, our camaraderie, our inclusiveness, and our togetherness. So I'm just throwing that out there. Speaking of which, or I should say, speaking of the gay, lesbian, and trans community as a whole, I didn't mean to exclude anyone from that. I'm just saying, to make it shorter, the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community. But Scares That Care. Yes, everyone who has listened to this show in the past has heard me say great things about Scares That Care. And if you listen to, I believe it's the third, maybe fourth episode of my show, you will hear the transgender Q&A panel that we held a couple years ago at Scares That Care. Well, this year will be no different. In just a few weeks, April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Williamsburg, Virginia, at the DoubleTree Hotel, there is what's called AuthorCon, AuthorCon 3 to be exact. You can get all the event info at scaresthatcare.org. That's scaresthatcare, one word, .org. And it will tell you about this wonderful organization. But we have been asked, well, let me rephrase that, not we, I have been asked by Joe Ripple, the CEO of Scares That Care, and by Brian Keene, the floor manager and event coordinator at Scares That Care, if I would be interested in hosting another panel this year. Well, of course I would. I love hosting the panels. It really gets the information out there and allows people to ask those questions that maybe they didn't ask before, were too shy to ask before, or they got the information that was kind of one-sided or questionable. But in addition to saying yes, Joe contacted me and said, hey, Brian's going to contact you. You know, is that okay? I said, well, of course it is. I've known Brian for years. I love Brian. So Brian contacted me and he said, you know, instead of just the transgender Q&A panel that we've had in years past, would you be interested in hosting a transgender awareness and defense or protection type class or panel, I should say. I don't want to say class because I don't want to teach martial arts or self-defense because I really don't know martial arts or self-defense for each individual. I know the basics, and hopefully you'll know the basics of what is protective for yourself. So I'm not going to treat you like you don't know anything or that I know everything, and I really don't. So what I want to say and what I can teach or speak of at that panel is just different ways in which to be aware of your surroundings. And I am absolutely open to suggestions. So if you have them, if there's something that you would like us to further discuss at the Scares That Care panel, by all means, let me know. I will be more than happy to bring that to the attention or discuss it at the convention in April. So, by all means, feel free to share your ideas with me. Nothing is too stupid, even though you're thinking, oh, this is a stupid question. Nothing is stupid. The only thing that's not, that is stupid, is keeping things to yourself, not sharing them, not discussing them, not allowing yourself to speak of it, to impart your question, your knowledge, your wisdom on another person. Keeping things to yourself is the only stupid answer. So there are no stupid questions, just stupid answers. So I think I've heard that all my life, and I'm sure that you've heard it all your life, especially if you're ever in school. Your teachers, I'm sure, would always say, there's no stupid questions, only stupid answers. Yes, there are stupid answers, but there's also stupid questions in not asking the questions. That's the only stupidity of them. So think about that. Think about the questions you want to ask. Think about the level of protection that you would like to see us discuss at this panel, and maybe you can be the one to teach me about self-preservation or being a little more aware of our surroundings or being more protective of ourselves or those people close to us in surroundings that may present obstacles, whether it be, you know, work-related, being out in public, or endangering. So, you know, don't be afraid to bring those up. But that panel will be at Scares That Care in Williamsburg on April 12th, 13th, and 14th of 2024. Come down, see us at the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in Williamsburg, right next to Busch Gardens, for AuthorCon 3, brought to you by and presented by Scares That Care. So that is out there. I'm giving you that wisdom. In the last couple weeks, I have wanted to and expressed the desire to reintegrate myself within our community as a whole. And one of the ways that I have chosen to do that, besides being more involved in the organizations / groups, clubs, like Southwest Virginia Pride, etc., I have looked for friends and been open to new friends via Facebook, or what they call Facebook dating. Now, let me be a little more specific. When it comes to Facebook dating, I am not looking to date anyone. I am not creating a dating profile. I even have my preferences set as friendship. I'm trying to meet new friends, trying to enlighten myself, trying to open myself up to making new friendships and giving those information that I have to those people who might not be as far along in their journey or be further along in their journey than I am, and give me some information. So I created a profile for Facebook dating. Now, with that being said, oh my God, have I encountered some very strange things. And I know right now those listening who have been or experienced the dating world are laughing to themselves, chuckling, smiling, because they know what's coming. There are some thirsty-ass people out there Oh my God. I can't tell you how many people have messaged me to ask, hey, what are you looking for? Well, it very clearly states that I'm looking for friends. And I've had many people say, hey, I'm a top or I'm a bottom or, you know, do you want to, you know, whatever they say. All I can say is thirsty, and I'm not talking about drinks. These people in, I guess, the dating world, and specifically people like myself who are transgender or in a LGBTQ umbrella in the world, encounter some of the strangest requests from people. First off, I'm not looking for sex. If you're looking for sex, there are so many sites that you can go to. I know, you know, if you're looking for gay sex, Grindr is out there. Go to Grindr. You can find someone up to 5 feet away from you that wants to have sex right now. Go talk to them. If you are looking for an NSA hookup or, you know, a threesome with you and your man or you and your woman, whatever it may be, go somewhere else. Don't talk to someone like me who is specifically looking for friendships. I'm not looking to fulfill your fantasy of a transgender woman. I'm not looking to be the unicorn in your relationship with your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife. I'm just looking for friends. So there are some very, very thirsty people that I have encountered out there in just the few weeks that I have been interested in making new friends. So maybe I won't be around to look for new friends through that method too much longer, because it seems like everything wants, or not everything, everybody wants something else. They're looking for something else. I have come across people who have strange fetishes that I have absolutely no desire to be a part of, nor have I mentioned my desire to learn more or become a part of those fetishes, such as BDSM. I have absolutely no problem and nothing against anyone in that lifestyle. My ex-wife and her husband have expressed their interest in that BDSM bondage type lifestyle. That's great. I have nothing against them. It's not for me. It's not something I'm into, but I will absolutely never shame anyone else for their desire to be involved in that. With that being said, how many people are approaching me as a transgender woman who's obviously looking for, you know, new friends, and I've said that repeatedly, how many of those strange people take that to mean, hey, you want to be in bondage? No, I don't want to be in your lifestyle, your whatever you have it, whatever umbrella you're a part of, I don't want to be in that. So I've also had a bunch of people ask me, hey, do you have a profile on FetLife? No, I do not. No, I will not. I'm not a fetish. Transgender women and transgender men, for the 99% of them, are not a fetish. We are not here to be or to, I don't want to say be a part of, fulfill, or support in any sort of sexual way your fetish. We don't want to. You can bring that up to the person that you might want to date at some point, but don't bring that up first. Don't bring that up just right off the bat. Hey, do you want to be a part of? No, no, that's not the way to approach anyone. And that's definitely not the way to approach me. If you come at me, even as a friend or whatever have you, if you come at me and say, hey, do you want to be, or hey, are you into? The answer will always be no. And 99% of the time, I will block you. Because I have no interest in discussing nor being a part of whatever you're about to talk about. So just keep that in mind. If you're looking to make new friends or talk to people, don't bring that up. You know, wait a couple of dates. Wait a couple of chats. You know, wait down the line. Don't bring it up first thing. Hey, I want to blank. Delete, block, report. So I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying it again. Not that there is anything wrong with certain lifestyles within our community. Just don't approach me. I can only speak for me. I'm not speaking for you. I'm not speaking for Rebecca down the street or Jose next door. Just for me personally, I have no desire to be your unicorn, your fetish, your bucket list item. I am a person, just like you are a person. So let's take things on a personal level rather than a sexual or self-gratification level. You know, I've said it. I've thrown that out there. What you do with it is your own choice. But I felt the need to mention that. So those are the main things that have been going on with me. So I want to encourage you. I want to get more ideas from you as to what is important to you, or what do you see as being important for us within the community? What can I personally do to get more involved? What do you want to see more people do to get personally involved? And what can, most importantly, what can you do to get more personally involved and show your support to the LGBTQ community? I have seen a bunch of people that list themselves as being allies. That is phenomenal. Allies were not listed. They weren't in existence really openly. They were privately, but not openly 40 years ago, 30 years ago, hell, 20 years ago. Now it seems like everyone is showing their support by being an ally. And I don't want to say everyone, because I know there are a lot of people out there that aren't. But those that are, they're not hiding it. They're showing that they are allies. They are saying that they are allies. That means worlds to me. It really means worlds to me to see those people showing their friendship, their, you know, being allies or kin or whatever you have, showing their respect, showing their support of those of us and the community as a whole. So what can you do to show your support? What can I do to show my support in addition to what I'm already doing? Shoot those suggestions to me. I would love more than anything, at least in this area, to find a LGBTQ question, a trivia night. You know, like I don't want to say question, it's trivia night. I would love to see a gay trivia. Maybe they're out there. Tell me about them. Hey, maybe I'll be at the next one. You never know. But I am curious to see something like that. And I'm curious to hear what you guys suggest. So by all means, shoot me over an email, shoot me over a text, or be on the next show with your ideas, your suggestions. Drop me over a voice memo if you want to be on the show and share your idea. I know I would love to hear it. Those listening would love to hear it. Who knows? Maybe it'll be on the next show. Chances are, very likely, it will be if you submit anything to me. Just saying, just throwing that out there. But until next time, I'm going to let you go. I am going to encourage you guys to get out there, enjoy this beautiful weather. We're not going to count this coming week because I know we're coming into a cold front again. But spring is trying to rear its head. It's trying to let you know it's here. I'm trying to see the good of the warmer weather, even though there have been a couple of days where it's just been a little bit too hot for me. But spring is here. Spring is going to spring, or as they say, spring has sprung. So let's all get out there and make the most of it. Until next time, in a world where you can be anything, be kind.
This has been the Lesbian Friends Podcast, and I've been your host, Jocelyn Abrams. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to you listening again on the next show. Remember, email me with your questions, comments, concerns, or stories at lesbianfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And remember, the next story that we may feature on the show could be yours.